You're listening to the Art of Grateful Leadership podcast. I'm your host, Jim Trella. Tom Kiley submitted an acknowledgement story to the Center for Grateful Leadership's Member Communications Board. Tom is a regular contributor to the Center for Grateful Leadership. Here's his story. I had an opportunity yesterday to acknowledge someone as well, and I must admit I thoroughly enjoyed doing it. I found that a handshake can do wonders, but a note to someone's boss can go much further. So when opportunity knocks, I now try to knock, ring the bell, and tap the window to thank someone's efforts. A truck driver delivered a vital piece of equipment that we need to rent for a few months. He set it up, showed me the specifics, and offered to answer any questions I might have. I felt he went beyond just unhooking the item and driving off. So I thanked him with a big handshake and a smile, then went to the computer. I wrote an email to his bosses. I thank them for sending the first of two items to us. Having this one here gives us the opportunity to ensure we get the connections we need for our project. I would also like to pass on my appreciation for the effort your driver, Jim, gave. After landing the tank, he went over some ideas to set up the floats, pointed out the connections and manways, and went as far as to tighten the manway covers. I did let him know that he did not have to tighten them, since we need to enter the tank to set up our system. I really appreciate that effort. It tells me that your company cares for your customers. Thank you, and looking forward to the next tank on Monday. That was yesterday. I was not expecting a response, especially so soon, but this morning I received this response from the company's manager. Thank you. It's always good to hear about positive interactions in the field. I will let Jim know that you appreciated all his help. Yes, we will be there on Monday. Will you need any more floats, or will the two be enough? Thank you. So I did a quick reflection on this. I did get a good feeling to see this email, but I realized that I actually enjoyed writing the thank you note even more. I found myself starting the normal, dull thanks for stopping by kind of note, but it soon turned into a challenge to write something that would be simple and make Jim's day all at once. And when I hit the send button, I felt great. The email today was the icing on the cake. I can get used to this. Well, Tom, I think we can all get used to this and get used to hearing from you. It was a simple thank you for a job well done and ended up making Tom's day. It wasn't that difficult, nor did it take an unusual amount of time. Thanks for the inspiration, Tom. Now, when you become a member of the Center for Grateful Leadership, you gain access to this story and many stories like it. Just to let you know, the Center for Grateful Leadership is on a membership drive to get our membership to 100,000 in 2017. And right now, membership is free. If you're not a member, please consider joining. We would love to hear from you and gather your insights into the power of acknowledgement and grateful leadership. The website is www.gratefulleadership.com. And it's been revamped and has a whole new look and feel. So go check it out. Do you have a story to tell? Members can submit it on the CGL website on the communications board. If you're not a member yet, email me your story at jim.trella@iil.com. Once again, that's jim.trella@iil.com, and we'll see if we can get it on the air. Remember to acknowledge someone every day. I'm your host, Jim Trella, and you have been listening to the Art of Grateful Leadership podcast.